If you have your Bibles, turn to Romans chapter 4. We're just going to read this one verse, and then I'm going to read a couple more verses, then we're going to go back to the book of Genesis. I preached last Sunday, and I reckon there are many times, to be honest with you, when I don't remember what I preached last Sunday. It's been so heavy on my heart. I preached on finding help for our unbelief. And I really do believe it's key in these days to seeing a move of God, to seeing a revival meeting, to seeing the Lord just work in our midst the way that He desires to work in our midst. In Romans chapter 4 and verse number 3, if you have your Bible, found your place, stand with me please in reverence to God's Word. If you're able, if you're not, I completely understand that. Romans 4 and verse number 3, for what saith the Scripture? How many believe that's what we ought to be interested in these days? What saith the Scripture? What saith the Word of God? For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. With God's help today, I'd like to bring a message entitled, Abraham Believed God. I believe it would go on the heels of last Sunday's messages where we talked about finding help for our unbelief. You can be seated. Pray with me, please. Father, thank you this morning for the privilege to be here at Bible Way Baptist Church. Lord, many of our people are sick. Many have been sick, just making it back. And Lord, I do pray that you would just very soon, as spring comes, Lord, that you would help us to get well, and at least the majority of us be able to get here at the same time. But until then, Lord, we thank you for each one that's come. Lord, I miss Brother Gale this morning. I know he'd love to be here. I pray you'd visit with him today, Lord, and bless him in a special way. I ask you, dear Father, today to help us to realize, as we learned in Sunday school, Lord, we're all headed towards the end of this life, so help us to apply our hearts unto wisdom. Help us to realize our life is but a vapor. It's here for just a little while, then it vanishes away. Help us, Lord. I pray, Lord, today for that Christian that's grown cold on the Lord. May something be said today, Lord, that would kindle that fire once again in their heart and in their life. Then, Lord, that individual that doesn't know you, Lord, may something be said that cause them to want to know you. In thy name we pray, amen and amen. Just a couple more verses of Scripture before we head over to the book of Genesis. Galatians chapter number 3 and verse number 6, the Bible said, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. In James chapter 2 and verse number 23, and the Scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And I like this. This is important. And he was called the friend of God. Amen. How many of you at the end of the way would like to be called the friend of God? I believe it's a blessing to have you as my friend, or for maybe for me to be your friend and have friends in this world, friends at work, friends in our community. But I tell you, I believe the utmost friendship is for a believer to walk this earth, and while he's walking the earth, be called a friend of God. Abraham was called that. I'd like to concentrate today for just a little while on the subject, Abraham believed God. If you will, turn back with me to the book of Genesis. In Genesis chapter number 12, this is kind of, we're going to look through several chapters in the Word of God and look at Abraham's life a little bit. How many of you all are familiar with Genesis chapter 22? Are you familiar with that? If you are, raise your hand. Are you a little bit familiar? Let me just tell you that what goes on, Abraham and Isaac in Genesis 20. How many are familiar with that? What I want you to realize this morning is that there's a lot that takes place in Abraham's life before we get there. And I think some of us maybe would like to jump in with Abraham right there in Genesis chapter 22. And I understand that temptation to do so. But I believe if we're going to be called a friend of God, we're going to have to start with Abram and Abraham back before Genesis. There's some things that take place that without these things, you don't have a Genesis chapter 22. Without these things, you don't have a nation. The people of promise, the land of promise that God gave to Abraham. I want to give you four things today, and I'm not sure how far we'll get this morning. I just pinned down four simple things, and it looked simple to start with, and then I just started chewing, and it ain't so simple anymore, but I'm going to give you these. Abraham believed God when it came to leaving. Abraham believed God when it came to leaning. Abraham believed God when it came to looking. And Abraham believed God when it came to loving. And I'd like to spend the day, if God would help us. You say, preacher, you're going to keep us all day? Most of you think I do anyway, so I don't know why we would want to change now. Amen. Let's get started this morning and look at this. Abraham believed God when it came to leaving. Look with me, if you will, in the first few verses here of chapter number 12. The Bible said, now the Lord had said unto Abram, how many believes if we're going to be called a friend of God that it's important to hear what the Lord's saying? Brother Brian, I go back over and over. Many other people in our church mentioned it to me often, the Sunday school lesson being overcharged. I believe one of the reasons the devil wants us overcharged is because that's less time to hear from our Father. That's less time to give our Father that ear that we might, you know, we do need to pray. We'll talk about that in the lesson today. But we also need to hear from God. Amen. And that's why we need to open this Bible. That's why, and I've been finding some things. How many of y'all remember Brother Scott Pauley? How many remembers Brother Pauley? Man, I found a YouTube video last night where he was preaching at Southwide Baptist Fellowship. I'm telling you, I was having revival meeting last night watching that. He was talking about Psalm 126, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And that man, I'm telling you, has got so much knowledge and so much wisdom. If you ever listen to him preach, he's just a blessing to sit under. And yet, Brother Stevie was preaching on the absence of the tears in our homes and the absence of the tears in our pulpits and the absence of the tears in our prayer life and the absence of the tears in our Bible study and how that God's blessing always has and always will come through brokenness. Amen. When God's people become broken, then they can believe God and God can bless them. Well, I didn't mean to stop there, but let's read a little bit. And now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country. Now wait a minute. And from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Let me give you just a couple of things. We're talking about this first point in the message when it comes to leaving. Abraham believed God. Abraham was called on, Brother Rose, to leave his family. I want you to know something. I love my family. Somebody help me this morning. But here's a man that's going to be mightily used of God. And Brother Joe, God didn't say, I'm going to want you to leave your family to a land I'm going to give you. He just told Abram at this point in time, it's just the land I'm going to show you. I'm just going to show you something. I'm going to tell you what we need in our generation. We need God to show up and we need God to show us some things. Amen. We need God to show us some things about our own heart, about our own condition, about what we need more than anything else in this world. And only God can show it. There ain't no preacher can show us, but God can show us. We get in that place where he can show us. So Abraham believed God when it came to leaving. Let's read on. He said, I'll make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. Thou shalt be a blessing. I think if there's anything, and I don't say this boastfully, but if there's anything that God's helped me with down through the years in my prayer life, it's a consistent asking God to make my life a blessing to others along life's way. Oh, to live and to die and not be a blessing. Wouldn't that be sad? That's why this morning we can celebrate Brother Alan Elkins' homegoing. We can celebrate Brother Billy Mitchell's homegoing. These men were a blessing in our midst, amen, and many others as well. This morning, when it come to leaving, Abraham was required to believe God. He said, I'll bless them that bless thee. I'll curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall, watch this, all families, glory to God, but see, that includes us. In thee all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Ain't that what it says right there? Have you ever tied that in with Abraham? How about let's just stop just a minute and say, okay, what's so big about this? What's so important about this? What if Abraham doesn't believe God? You say, well, preacher, that's Abraham. That's in the Bible. What if you don't believe God? What if pastor don't believe God? Beloved, I believe it's serious, don't you? And here is a man that believes God to the point that he's willing to walk off and leave his kindred, his home. Brother Michael, you're sitting there. You guys are getting ready to start Wednesday night on the missionaries. These are people, brother, that were the little grandbabies on the mission field. Don't see Mama and Papa, but maybe once every 4 or 5 years. Sometimes once every 8 or 10 years. Amen. I'm talking about a people that was willing to say, honey, God said we need to go over here. And the wife said, honey, let's go. Let's get started. Let's do what God wants us to do. And they travel from church to church while some Christians sit there with an attitude like another missionary. And they've walked off and left everything that they have to obey God and go with God. Oh, beloved friend, it's important. Abraham believed God when it came to leaving. So watch this now in verse number 4. So Abram departed. I love these words, as the Lord had spoken unto him. In other words, Abram done it just like God told him to do it. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, you talking about revival in America. If God's people just do it like God told them to do it. The Bible said, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Think about that. 75-year-old man. But he's going to go with God. Can I make this statement? It's never too late to go with God. If you're living and breathing, it's never too late to go with God. It's never too late to believe God and go with God. I'm concerned about some things. Let's get to Luke, verse number 5. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the plain of Moreh. And the Canaanite was then in the land. Take your Bible now. I'm taking my time today. Amen. This is important. Abraham believed God. And the first place it shows up is in his leaving. When it came to a willingness to leave the comfort zone, to leave his home, to leave what God had blessed him with there in Ur of the Chaldees, Abram went with God. Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to Hebrews chapter number 11. You all know that chapter is the faith chapter. In Hebrews chapter 11, God has some very important things to say about Abram. The Bible said, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out. What's those next words say? Not knowing whither he went. If you want a description of faith, right there it is. God spoke a word. A man heard a word from God. And that man says, I'm going. I don't know where I'm going, but I know God said go. And that's all I need to know right now is God said go. And that's faith. And so Abraham believed God. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, a dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there, even as one, him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. I'm not going to read the rest right now, but let me just say this. Turn to Acts chapter 7. Stephen, that spirit-filled deacon, is going to bring a message in Acts chapter 7. I think we should pay attention to the message. It's the only message he's going to get to preach. He's going to preach one message and be stoned to death at the end of that message. But I want you to look at the onset of this message, what Stephen brings to our attention. In Acts chapter number 7, we'll begin reading in verse number 1. I'll find it in just a moment. Acts chapter 7 and verse number 1. Then said the high priest, are these things so? And he said, here's Stephen. He said, men, brethren, fathers, hearken. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham. I'm going to say something right here. Beloved, if ever there's a time and ever there's a reason to pray for the liberty of the Holy Spirit in our services, it's because there's so much at stake. Beloved, listen, Abraham doesn't just leave just to be doing something. He had an encounter with the God of glory. And I'm going to tell you something. Everybody in this room that's ever been saved by the grace of God had an encounter with the God of glory. And no one else is going to be saved unless they have an encounter with the God of glory. Stephen gets up and he says, let me tell you about our father. In other words, the Jews in that day, they loved to talk about their father Abraham. But watch what the Bible said. He said, the God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Charan, and said unto him, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I will show thee. Then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans, and dwelt in Charan, and from thence, when his father was dead, he removed him unto the land wherein ye now dwell. And he gave him none inheritance in it. No, not so much to set his foot on. Yet he promised that he would give it to him for possession and to his seed after him, when he as yet he had no child. And God spake on this wise, that he should sojourn in a strange land, and that they should bring them into bondage and entreat them evil 400 years. Back to the book of Genesis, chapter number 12. Our message today is entitled, Abraham, Believe God. And the first part of the message is dealing with a willingness to leave. I want to say this morning. I don't want to say in a critical way, but I believe we'd have more men surrendering to preach the gospel if we had more moms and dads that had a willingness to turn their children loose in the hands of God. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, there's more to living than money. There's more to living than a retirement account. There's more to living than what this world calls the security that you can have financially. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, we'll raise some miserable children if we raise children that are out of the will of God. The only way they can be happy is to be in God's will, doing what God wants them to do.
God, give us some young men like Abraham that says, Lord, it doesn't matter what it costs. I'm going with you. It doesn't matter where you want me to go. I'm going with you. God, give us some young ladies that say, God, if there's a young man out there somewhere that loves you and wants to serve you, oh God, let me get hooked up with that young man. Don't let me get hooked up with the things of this world, but let me get hooked up in a way that when I'm laying in a casket, somebody can say he or she was a friend of God. They believe God. I'm telling you this morning, as a pastor, I don't believe we're ever going to see what God wants us to see until we begin to believe God. Believe God. I want to take you, I didn't know if God would put this in my heart or not. I'm going to take you to some strong language in the Bible. Very strong. Very strong language. Turn with me, if you will, please, to the book of Luke, chapter number 14. Luke, chapter number 14. One of these days, I'll be able to get four little things and preach it in 30 minutes. But not today. Luke chapter 14. I'd like to begin reading in verse number 26. Let me read in verse 25 as well. How many would like to think that you're saved by the grace of God? You should know that. And that you're a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. What that means is somebody that he's teaching. It means somebody that you're following. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Yeah. Beloved, I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm concerned about people that say they're saved and don't follow Jesus. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. He said, I know them, and he said, they follow me. That's what a shepherd is. God help this crowd that's trying to teach people that you march into the throne room of God and demand of God what you want. Amen. No, sir. We get into the throne room of God so he can demand of us. We're the sheep. He's the shepherd. I'm tickled to death to be one of his sheep. Tickled to death to be one of his sheep. Watch this language. Verse 25, and there went great multitudes with him. And he turned and said unto them, you know what I believe, Brother Steve? I believe the great multitude's fixing to thin out right here. I really believe if the heat were turned up on the church, are you listening to me? I believe the crowd would thin out. In other words, if it cost us something, if we were risking our lives to read our Bible the way that many people are in this world today, if we were risking our lives to meet together as a body of Christ in somebody's basement or somebody's living room, you say, preacher, that's far-fetched. That's going on in the world as I speak. You can't put a Bible under your arm and walk down the street for fear of losing your life. There are people in the world that don't have a Bible. They have a page out of the Bible, and they cherish that page until they swap with another family and get another page. And we got several of them laying everywhere. Somebody help me this morning. That lay there from Sunday to Sunday and never get opened. I'm telling you this morning, Abraham believed God when it came to leaving. Watch this. In verse number 26, if any man come to me, you're going to have to understand this verse of Scripture. If you just read it at face value, you're going to miss it. I believe Abram at this point in Genesis chapter number 12, is a perfect example of what Jesus is teaching right here. The Bible said, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Now that doesn't mean I go over there and say, Miss Eve, I hate you. But what that does mean is that even putting that love in a comparison, no love compares to the love that we have for our Savior. There's a willingness here. Jesus, look at the next verse. Jesus said, and whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Beloved, how many believes that is strong language? Abram didn't hear these exact words that we have in the book of Luke here recorded for us. But Abraham heard the voice of God, and God said, I want you to get up, Abram. I want you to leave your father's house. I want you to leave everything you got there. I want you to take your wife. I want you to take your children. And I want you to go into a land that I'm going to show you. And you know what Abram did? He got up. And he went with God. I've had various times in my life when people have come to me and asked me to pray about the direction and the will of God for their life. And without fail, I always tell people this, I will pray, but you're going to have to know God's will for your life. It's difficult enough for me to know God's will for my own life. And I worry about people that are running around in this world and they claim to know the will of God for everybody else. I worry about them. It's not time, beloved. Listen to me this morning. You can go to some churches this morning, and I'm telling you, they're preaching like this would be foreign in a lot of places this morning. They want something, Brother Brian mentioned Sunday school, to make them feel good. They want to come in sinning, feeling good, and go out sinning, feeling good. That's exactly what they want. You say, preacher, you can't preach against sin in this text. Oh, yes, I can. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it's sin. If we know we have a Savior and he's to be our shepherd and we're supposed to get behind him, we're supposed to hear his voice, we're supposed to follow him, we're supposed to live a life in his will, and we refuse to do it, it's sin. Whatsoever is not of faith, how about that? That goes with the message, is sin. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, for we must believe that he is. That's salvation. And that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's sanctification. That's service. That's a life that counts for the glory of God. I will guarantee you this. Abram, right now, we would call him Abraham right now because his name changed in this context and the text in Genesis. But he's glad that he heard the voice of God. And if you could talk to him today, he's glad, Brother Rose, that he said, darling, God spoke to me. We got to leave here. Dad, God spoke to me. It ain't really, Dad, that I want to go, but I must go. God spoke to my heart. He said, preacher, you're back there in that Old Testament. That don't even apply to us today. How many believes this is plowing pretty close to the corn? It does apply. All Scripture was given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, reproof, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. This morning I see a man that believed God when it came to leaving. The second thing in the message today, I'll back up on this tonight and spend some more time on it, but let me just give you the second thing at least today. Turn with me, if you will, to
Oh, by the way, turn with me to Matthew chapter 19 real quickly. Let me show you something else. Matthew chapter number 19. In Matthew chapter number 19 and verse number 29, the Bible said, "And everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold, and shall inherit everlasting life." I believe when Jesus was saying words like this to those multitudes that were around him, it didn't make much sense. But I believe that Jesus is letting us know that you just can't beat going with God. Whatever God says, we need to just do that. He honors it, and he'll continue to honor it. Watch, if you will, in Genesis chapter number 12 now. Go back there, please. And look at verse number 7 and verse number 8. Genesis chapter 12 and verse number 7 and verse number 8. The Bible said, "And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south." You know what I believe men like Brother Mitchell would desire for Bible Way Baptist Church? Would be to go on still. Don't quit. How did you word it, Brother Brian? Stay by the stuff. I think it's the way they said it in Sunday school. Just go on. Two simple things in the message this morning. I really thought we could just get this in. And it saddens me sometimes because I know that everything that God has given me is important. And I know that there'll be many that won't hear. And that saddens my heart. When it came to leaving, Abraham believed God. But when it came to leaning, you say, "Preacher, what do you mean leaning?" Tonight we'll get into text after text after text where Abraham would go to this place and he'd build an altar. What he was saying, Brother Wayne, he couldn't do it. But he had a Savior that he could lean on. He had someone he could depend on. He couldn't do it alone. One of the things the Lord taught me as I studied this time, I don't know how I've missed this. I mean, I'm just reading through the Bible, and I don't know how in the world I missed this. Brother Sam, he doesn't build an altar in Egypt. He also gets in trouble in Egypt. That's where he's being deceptive about his wife, saying that his wife is his sister, and that was a half-truth. You take this for whatever it's worth. I'm just going to tell you from my own Christian experience, Brother Mark. You can't build an altar in Egypt. You're going to live in Egypt. Egypt is the top of the world. Brother Steve, there ain't no altar to be built in Egypt. When you go, listen, when saved people start going back to those old habits and those old ways and going back into Egypt, you can say whatever you want to, but they're not fellowshipping with the God of heaven and they're not a friend of the God of heaven. The Bible said the friendship of the world is enmity with God. There's no altar to be built in Egypt.
As a matter of fact, it's the altar that keeps us out of Egypt. That keeps us reminded, Brother Grizzle, that this world ain't our home. We're looking for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Abraham believed God. In the book of James, he was called the friend of God. I don't know about you this morning, but if God would help me, I'd love to be called a friend of God. Let's bow for prayer. Our Father, we thank you this morning for the privilege to come in your presence. Lord, there's a great cost. I believe we live in a generation that wants to concentrate so much more on the crown than they do the cross. Lord, help us this morning to be willing to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow Jesus. Lord, I hope the message has been understood. I hope the message has been received. God, I know that a young person today that wants to follow you with all their heart is rare. But thank God there's still young people out there, Lord, that want more than anything in this world to be a friend of God. Lord, thank you for moms and dads, Lord, that do not desire the world's best for their children, but God's best. Oh God, today, I don't even know how to give an invitation this morning. Help us, oh God, to be willing. Help us, Lord, to hear the voice of God. Help us, Lord, to believe God to the place that we would be willing to leave and willing to lean. Lord, I'm 59 years old, saved for over 30 years, but I'm still learning to lean, on Jesus, finding more power than I've ever seen, learning to lean on Jesus. Lord, today, help us, we pray.